And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a fun show for you today? We got the man, Carl Schmidt, his lovely wife, Katie, joining him from Fisherman's Landing. We are going to be having a great show, and what great timing to have Carl in here. The fish are biting. The summer season is kicking off. It is happening today. You stay tuned. We got a great one for you. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, the weather's heating up, tropical out, fish are biting. Carl's in studio with Katie. It's like good time.
I mean, it's June 1st, and it's like the, you know, that's the, June is like the magical fishing month. We have been blessed with crazy good fishing well before June, and we have been. I mean, Carl's going to talk to us all about it. There has been some fantastic bluefin fishing last week. There's been some really good up-and-down fishing the couple of months before that. But June is the time that everybody really plans on, expects to be happening. And all of a sudden, like, it just knew, it was, like you said, Corey, it was tropical. It was almost misty, rainy yesterday, not in some kind of a storm. It was still 80 degrees out on the water. It was just the fish were biting. There's fish at the islands. Like, it's time. It is time.
Tadpoles are biting.
We're no longer talking about, man, I can't wait for these conditions to straighten out and these fish start biting. Like, they straightened out, and it's biting, and we'll take it, man.
Bring it on.
Yeah, no doubt. And, boy, we're sure stoked to have Carl and Katie both in here this morning. Carl, good morning. Thanks for hanging with us.
Morning. How's everyone doing?
It's good, man. I know it's fun because I've worked with Carl, I mean, damn near my whole life, you know, but I see those guys when we're in the tackle store, the landing, taking phones, and, you know, you can see the switch happen from when we get to BS with Carl and have fun throughout the day to, like, I don't even know what those guys are doing because the phone's ringing off the hook and trips and, you know, and Carl now, like, not only is taking care of all the boats, but also, like, helping guys with charter services and things like that. So, like, a guy that I used to talk to every day, all the time. Now they're so busy, we don't even get to hardly see. And that's kind of been the mode at Fisherman's Landing the last few days. You can tell the switch definitely flipped.
Yeah, the light switch went on last weekend. It went from straight reservations for the dolphin, maybe reservation here to there, every boat's gotten, the phones are going crazy. The phones are, everyone's booking their favorite trips for the upcoming summer and stuff. It took a while to get it going, but man, it's amazing what some 100-pound bluefin will do and some calico bass and some yellowtail.
They're not a lot over 100 pounds, right? I mean, the majority of the fish.
How about that?
90% of that fish is 100 to 160 pounds. Gavin's biggest fish was 199 pounds, I think it was. So just 200 pounds before Gillen gutted or whatever, you know?
You've been at this a long time. Working on boats, driving boats, doing your part at the landing. Do you ever remember a time when the percentage of fish we were catching was this high, over 100 pounds?
No, not, I mean, it's 99% over 100 pounds.
Unreal,
it's
right?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's just, and it wasn't like a slow, like, build up to the 100 pounders to 150 to 200 pounders. Normally, the last few years, it's you get a lot of that 40 to 60 pounds and 60 to 100 pound fish. This year, it's just like, oh, we're going straight to 100-pound fish.
That's crazy.
And every once in a while, someone will catch a 10-pound bluefin, but it's like 100 pounds or bigger, you know? You know, there's some 80-pounders mixed in, but 100 to 130-pound is probably a legit average. I'm no BS,
crazy,
no nothing.
Right?
It's how spoiled we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Like, there's a few 80-pounders.
Yeah, a couple of runs. You know, every once in a while I get unlucky catch an 80-pound bluefin.
We truly, as Southern California anglers, I mean, we're spoiled as heck, man.
Before
we're
I
on a cycle that's amazing.
Yeah, before I walked in here, I was down at the dock. The Islander pulled in. I was talking to Justin and Tyler. Justin's the new owner of the Islander. Four or five dock carts, straight 100-pounders.
Crazy.
It's just like, yeah, that's how we're going to start the season. Like, that's a good way to start, man. I mean,
that was their was that their first trip?
Yeah, first trip,
awesome.
Or first or second trip, yeah. And everyone, like, it was a secret sponsored trip, and those everyone just had smiles from ear to ear. Xander from the shop was on the boat, and he was just super impressed. And like, dude, I'm like, you don't even know what it's like. I mean, this is what you're starting with. You don't know, like, the good old days of the albacore or 10 to 12 pound yellowfin and stuff. Like,
well, days of the albacore were for me, like on the Pacific Queen.
Yeah.
You were darn lucky to get a chance at a 30 to 40 pound bluefin.
Yeah.
Like, that was the golden guppy.
Yeah. And it's like all these,
today?
Yeah. All these kids, like, oh, 100 pounders. Like, dude, like, we would kill for a 100 pound fish 20 years ago. Now that's how we're starting our season. It's just amazing. In the fishing time we're living in and stuff like that. It's just crazy.
It's pretty wild. And the fun thing about it, too, is the nighttime jig fishing, it's a little bit of an equalizer, meaning that if if Corey's been at this his whole life and he knows the single best sardine and the perfect hook and the perfect placement and the perfect cast, there's an element of leg up there. Everyone can catch them on the lure in the dark. You know what I mean? It's just like anything. Of course, there's better rigging, there's better tackle, and there's all these things that you can do. But catching them at night on the jig, it is a bit of an equalizer. You take your reel out of gear, and while your lure's falling, wait for one to climb on, and everyone has a shot at a big one. And tackle's so good these days, you don't need to be a bodybuilder to wind in a big fish.
No, you could be the first-time guy that's been fishing once or twice on a half-day boat, jump on a day and a half. Go catch a 100-pound, 150-pound fish. You could be a small person like Katie. You don't need to be a giant person to handle these fish, like you said, with the new tackle, the Talica 20s and the CalStar rods and stuff like that. It doesn't matter who you are. You can show up down here, and like you said, drop a jig down, wait till it stops. There's no bottom out there.
Yeah.
You're on.
When it stops, you got one.
Put it in gear and turn the handle, man.
And we talked about this already. We talked about this in a few shows ago, Katie, and I don't know if word got back to you, but I was so upset with you the other day, and I'm going to talk about it again. Speaking of dropping jigs and catching a 100-pounder. So Katie was checking in her group of people on the Intrepid. Two guys needed some gear. She walked them down to the tackle store. They were wanting to buy a jig. Katie, I might be going out of limb, but I would assume your favorite lure was exactly the one you had. It's a Midnight Rider, Eddie Bomb style lure made by Two Fish Jigs. Katie likes a particular one. It's a plain lead color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had some painted versions, but we had no plain one. And she's like, oh, well, this is my favorite. You know, obviously, it's what I caught my first 100-pounder with, and this is a great lure. And she's right. It's one of the very best that we have. It's a really good lure. She walked the guys down, showed them the whole thing. We didn't have any. We had painted versions, not the lead ones. She goes, oh, well, here, just take mine. I was so mad at her. She had this jig that was just great. It looked like it went through a cheese grater, bluefin marks all over it. Yeah, one of the eyes was literally chewed off of the lure. She caught her first 100-pounder on that particular jig. It was like, oh, you guys are good customers. Here, you can just have mine. I'll get another one later. I was like, you can't do that. Don't do that. She goes, I'll get another one. It's no big deal. I was so like, you should hang that thing on the wall. Ah, it's the lure.
I probably caught a couple. Then she probably caught a couple.
It was rad. That was a really cool move.
Afterwards, the trip came back, and I was like, oh, did you catch one on it? He's like, yeah, I did. And I was like, oh, that's great. And then we got up to the top, and I saw his wife. I'm like, hey, where is he? I need to get that jig back. She's like, oh, he loaded the car.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to march myself over and go, excuse me.
But you got it back.
Yes,
okay,
I did.
All right,
yeah,
I'll take some of that.
One thing I was going to say about this fishing is just, like, on top of the tackle, on top of, you know, everybody, like, the crew on these boats, the coaching and what you learn, like, the reason why I did land that is because I went not just on my boat but on a few other boats, and, like, they will teach you, you know, leverage and technique and stuff, and so now I feel, like, way more equipped to go out there because I've learned, and so that's the other thing is you will get taught how to do this.
Yes.
It doesn't
Such a good
matter
point.
What boat you go on, and, you know, if you listen and you pay attention in that jig, like Carl told me, he's like, just stick with one. Just pick one and just stick with
it.
And that's what I did. And going into this season, you know, people have been telling me, oh, go buy this one, go buy this one. I said, no, you know what? Carl is like one of the greatest fishermen I know.
I know about that.
And like whatever he said, stick with it. And so that's how I ended up like, so I am going to stick with that one.
All right. The Midnight Rider. That's your lure.
Yeah.
The thing, and that's that, you, I mean, you nailed it. Because we started the show talking about it. 100-pound tuna is intimidating. It's a big fish and they pull hard. And they're real strong, but the second you come tight, there is going to be somebody literally like at your shoulder coaching you all the way through it. Sure. And if you're a Carl, that person might just check in, hey, everything good? You in tank good? Okay, you know, holler if you need help. Or if you're one of us that hasn't done it a ton, there's somebody at your shoulder the entire time from start to finish. Hey, put your left hand a little farther up the rod. Put your right hand on the reel. Hey, turn the handle like this.
Yeah.
Don't worry about pulling right now. He's pulling. You just rest your rod on the rail and.
Yeah.
You know, loosen up your shoulders and take a break. Okay, now it's time to turn the hand. I mean, there's going to be somebody with you from start to finish
and
until the fish comes on board.
And I think that's important to know because people are intimidated because they see this and they don't know. And so just knowing that it's not just, you know, if you're using rental gear, you're going to have the finest gear. You are going to have that coach with you the whole time.
You bring up rental gear, and it's something that I brag about for Carl all the time, but it was one of your big things when you kind of came on running things at Fisherman's Landing was redoing the rental tackle, and it wasn't because you wanted Gucci-er gear than other things. It because this fishing cycle, these big fish, it became necessity.
Yeah, it was something that was required versus I know some of the other shops or whatever, it took them a while to see the light at the end of the tunnel with, but it's like, dude, we saw what the progression of the fish were. It's like the TLD-30, great reel back in the day, but it's not something made to catch 200-pound bluefin on, you know?
No, it's a great kelp patty style, you know, yellows and 30-pound tuna. It's
and
like
it's
perfect.
Like, if we don't get ahead of this, we're going to be behind the eight ball, and it's like, we need to do this now, and luckily Doug and Frank was 100% on board for it, and now we got to the point where everyone needed to make a reservation for a rental gear. Now, 99% of the time, we have plenty of gear across the board. Maybe in August is tough because you have so many business, like construction charters and stuff like that. Guys that have never done this, a boat is taking 30 heavy rods or whatever. But besides that, like you could come down to Fisherman's Landing and know we got you covered for, it doesn't matter if you need a Talica 16 or a Talica 20, 25, whatever, we got you covered.
It's top of the line.
Yeah.
It's Talicas, it's Calstar Graphiters,
yep.
And then even, you know, Carl, again, watching things like all of the Spectra is, you know, 100-foot metered, you know, colored Power Pro, which is such a big deal for knowing where you are, you know, in relation to where the fish are at. When you rent an outfit, it's very common for that to be a $1,500, a $2,000 rod and reel, but that's what it, you know, that's the deal. That's what makes your job easier.
And the best thing is about it, I get information from the captains. As soon as they pull in, hey, this is what we need. We need 60 pound. All right, guys, take all the 50 pound off. These guys need 60. The guys in the rental room might not like it, but if that's what our captains are saying or what is required, we'll switch it. Whatever they want, we'll make sure they have it on the boat when they need it
that's
for the
cool.
rental gear.
That's why it's great having a Carl in the office,
totally,
right?
Totally.
I mean,
It's very fun. It's a very electric, fun place to be when all that big fish is coming on. Everything's a buzz. You know, you hear about, obviously, Katie's only fishing a two-fish jig. But you hear about the hot jig of that trip, and everybody's buzzing, like, give me a 300-gram red polka dot tungsten. It's just that atmosphere at Fisherman's Landing is just not often matched. It's big, and everybody's there, and it's kind of the epicenter of that kind of thing happening, and it's really cool. And Carl leads that team of guys that are behind the counter, and it's that same thing. It's just a really it's a really special spot for sure. So what is going on with the landing? It's a very busy time. Boats are now running. Is there still charters? I mean, what is happening at the landing right now? Is it just full speed hang on to the rest of the season?
You know what? Things are starting to move a lot faster than it was 2 weeks ago. But midweek stuff, if you have the ability to take off a Wednesday or a Tuesday or a Thursday off of work, there is plenty of room for the next 3 or 4 weeks to get out there. And the weather for the next 10 days looks absolutely beautiful. You know, it's like the last month, you know, you get 1 or 2 days good weather, then it was crap. And now it's beautiful weather. The fish are biting. Weekends are really tough to get on. But if you can get on midweek, the Constitution, the Dawn, the Pegasus, the Queen just threw. They had a couple charters fall through in August. There's a couple open party trips on the Queen. So if you want to get on that, you can.
Which is a difficult one, right?
Very difficult, you know.
He's pulling her phone out. Book a spot there.
So there's plenty of room here, but things are starting to fill up really fast. So you guys need to get on it if you guys want to go fishing.
Cool thing about this time of year is some of the boats that, you know, come later in the summer will be just chartered throughout the time.
Correct.
You mentioned the Pegasus. You mentioned the Pacific Dawn. Those are often boats that are full with charters in their summer schedule. But at the early part of the season, there's not necessarily – so if there's not a charter on the Dawn on a Wednesday, and they'll put the boat up as an open party, and the same as the Pegasus, and the same as the Islander. Like, boats that often you don't see as an open party jump on trip this time of year you get to. And the fishing is – fantastic right now.
Really good. You know, most of the charter boats, their charter season really still doesn't start till after July. You know, guys have had their dates for such a long time, and during the springtime, guys are hesitant to pull charters because of the weather and everything like that. So there's plenty of room. Instead of, like, during July and August, September, you have 20 open party boats. Now you have 50 open party boats because no one's chartered up yet and stuff like that. So there's lots of opportunity to fish on a smaller boat or a boat that's normally chartered, like the Islander during the summer and stuff. You know, they got some 2 days and 3 day trips available for the next month before they start really getting into the thick of things for their charter season and stuff like that. So there is definitely opportunity for guys to hop on and get on one of these boats and get on some of these bigger bluefin, you know.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean, that's all good stuff for sure.
Now, you'd mentioned also the very beginning of the show. Obviously, it's hard to, like, refocus when the boats are just coming in with dock carts full of 100-pound tuna. But in addition to that, the local fishing has been great, too.
Yeah.
The Dolphin, the Liberty, like, we're seeing really, really good local fishing, too. How's the what's the local scene like? What are we doing? Who's running? What's catching what?
Like we were talking earlier, like, the Calico Bass fishing this week.
Come on, yes.
The Calico Bass, I don't know what happened. But, like, whatever day it was, last Thursday or Friday, it was...
Talk about a light switch.
Yeah, it was just straight cod fishing. And they're like, you know what? The water looks pretty decent on the point in La Jolla and Point Loma. And I know the Dolphin and the new Seaforth, they went calico bass fishing. And, oh, my God. So the Dolphins does a lot of Friends of Rollo charters in the afternoon. So you got a whole bunch of kids. Jason went out, I think it was Wednesday afternoon, had 30 or 40 legal calico bass, and he said, we probably released 200 short calico bass.
Isn't that crazy?
Kids that have never
seen... On a kid's charter.
Probably never seen the water.
All rent rods.
All rent rods. 40 rent rods. Never seen the ocean before.
That's so rad.
And those kids were so stoked.
That's awesome.
Yeah, when they got off the boat, they were like, oh, my God. They caught a couple short white sea bass and stuff like that. I think they hooked a yellowtail. You know, there's a little yellowtail. Then at the Coronado Islands, you know, it is...
It's super lifey.
It is.
The counts don't completely reflect it. With 50 yellowtail.
Yeah.
But the life is there.
The potential there for a big hit is just a matter of days before Tara goes out there or Berger or Cameron go out there, and they're going to have a hit for 50 or 75 yellowtail. You know, it's 10 or 15 fish. You know, and the loads are really light during the week right now. So, I mean... Trust me, I have my rods ready to go. As soon as I get an opportunity to go, I'm going for
That's
sure.
It.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Carl.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's Hey, we've got a couple hours ahead of us today, talking fishing, talking good times, everything from bluefin to calico bass. Man.
And man, what a day. Right? What a day to call in, send a text in, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup today, because Carl has brought a pretty special gift for us today.
An overnight trip? Am I reading this right?
Yeah, overnight trip, and you could always upgrade it to a
day and a half,
or 2 day and just pay the difference.
How about that?
Yeah,
that's so pretty cool.
Any
right?
open party trip on any of the boats out of Fisherman's Landing, as long as it's an open party trip on any of the open party boats out of Fisherman's Landing, you're good to go,
so
man.
Any boat that's running an open party trip overnight, any boat, whatever boats happens to be open party overnight, you're going for free.
Yeah.
If it's a day and a half trip, you want to pay a couple bucks to upgrade to a day and a half. Literally any single boat that's running an open party day and a half, you could pay the extra.
Yeah.
Your pick of the fleet right now. This week, that means, like you were saying, Pegasus, Islander, Pacific Dawn, whatever. Any boat out of the landing running a trip, somebody's going to get
whatever
to
your
fishing.
Favorite boat is. If it's an open party trip, you can take that voucher for an overnight trip.
Overnight for nothing?
For nothing. Or, and like the great thing about like the Fortune, straight reverse overnights. You leave Thursday morning, come back Friday morning, you get all night to fish, and there you go. You get to go fishing for free.
How crazy
I love
is that.
Now, what so a cool. That was so cool, you, Carl, and everybody at Fisherman's Landing to do that for our listeners, our callers, our texters. Today is going to be a rad one, Corey.
It really is, Rick. And if you want to participate, we'd love for you to call in today or send a text. And the texting is done only via the app. You have to download the app. Super easy. It's free. If I can do it, anybody can do it, I promise you. And text the show. It says right there, text the show. You can send us a text. You do want to make sure you do leave your name and your telephone number, because at the end of the show, Carl or Kate, we'll have Katie flip our prize coin because it's going to go to a caller or a texter. And if you want to call in, we have Jeff standing by at the fan, a 97.3 The Fan, at 833-288-0973. That's the number to call in there.
Good luck. The phones are already full, but we got 2 hours to make it happen for you.
And we're giving away an overnight trip from Fisherman's Landing to one lucky caller or texter when we return on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches. Made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Welcome! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, Fisher Biden, Carl, and Katie are in the studio and having a good time. If you want to join us, we said the lines are full, but I'll give you the number, 833-288-0973. Or you can definitely send us a text via the app, only done on the app. You want to make sure you leave your name and telephone number so we can get a hold of you if you're the lucky winner of an overnight trip from Fisherman's Landing. And thank you, Carl, for bringing in such a...
That's so cool, man.
Right? Yeah. Any open party.
Any open party.
And like you said, if you want to upgrade it to a day and a half or a two-day, you're more than welcome to do so.
Or if you want to hop on the Liberty or whatever, you can do that, no problem.
Just a straight exchange, right?
Yeah, with the Liberty, you do have to pay for the visas and stuff like that. So, but other than that, it's...
That's so rad.
Yeah,
right?
You're going fishing. Don't have to pay for the ticket price, yeah.
So during the break, we were talking a little bit about it. I think we need to settle a debate on the air, or not even a debate, just more of a question in the Schmidt household. The two of you obviously love fishing, love everything about it. Given the opportunity of one versus the other, you're going on board the boat tonight and you know you're going to have good 100-pound bluefin fishing, or you hop on the boat and you're fishing La Jolla and the current is down and in and you know it's good big calico bass fishing, 3 pounds and above, and you're going to crush them all day long. You going 100-pound tuna or are you going a day of epic calico bass fishing? There's no wrong answer here. Like, nobody's putting you on the spot, but hearing the two of you, I need to know that.
Here's what I suggest. Can you go catch a bluefin and we have dinner?
Calico bass. Calico bass, yellowfin.
No, I'd pick calico bass any day of the week. That is my jam. I love it. And I mean, honestly, when you talk about like the great equalizer, I feel like my experience growing up fishing, like this was since I was 11 years old, local three-quarter day, local half day. That's where I started. Then I like baby stepped up. But I feel like if you become a really good calico bass fisherman, you can master all of this. I really feel like that having that foundation for me. And like I fished live bait, like back when it was anchovies and stuff like that, it takes a lot of finesse. And so I feel like that's my favorite is calico bass fishing.
Between those two, but if you talk about like
yellowfin
or yellowtail, like yellowfin on the popper,
that's over.
That's my jam right there.
Right?
He starts to twitch when the yellowtail starts to bite.
So. Carl has too many potential outlets to go fishing that when it's too good, like you can just pretty much count on the fact that he's gonna bail. Yeah. He's gonna bail. Like he's gonna call Katie and beg to get on a trip. He's gonna go to any one of his boats at land and get on a trip. Talk to Frank. When it's biting, like you can just pretty much rest assured at some point there's going to be a void of not having Carl. Like, where's Carl? Yeah, he's gone.
So you're trying to say Carl's not going to be in tomorrow? I mean, the fish are biting, things are happening.
There's a good possibility. Maybe not.
I
can assure you he'll be in tomorrow, and it's only because his wife is leaving to go on a 3-day trip. So someone's got to still take care of the fam.
next weekend, I might not be here.
Well, the phones are absolutely packed. The texts are the same. Corey, why don't we grab a phone call, get things started here on Let's Talk Hookup?
Great idea, Rick. How about Tom? Tom in University City. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing some bluefin fishing. And last year, there were a couple of times I went out when during the daytime, there was a couple guys who were catching them on the Colt Snipers, and when we would stop rather than bait. And I was wondering, like, what's the situation where you're driving around looking for bluefin in the daytime, you want to use a Colt Sniper and let it drop down deep versus when you want to fish a live bait?
Well, you're talking to a great guy. That's a Carl lure. It has been for a while.
I love fishing the Colt Sniper, especially when that fish is up and moving around, and you need to be like one of the first guys in the water and to get the like a jig down there. You know, to be first in the water and get that jig behind the boat when they're chumming and stuff like that. I'll make 3 or 4 casts when the boat kind of comes to a stop, and then maybe I'll switch over to like a sinker rig or live bait. But you want to have that Colt Sniper in the water like ASAP. As soon as who's ever driving the boat says, "Yeah, get them in," you know you're going to be away from the boat. You don't have to get you could cast out, get that jig away from the boat to the fish are. And I don't know how many times where that Colt Sniper is the first thing to get bit during the day and stuff like that, especially on the slide or something like that. 80-gram, 100-gram, 120-gram Colt Sniper like that is a way to go for sure. That's the first thing I normally – daytime bluefin fishing when it's, like, puddling around or moving really fast, one of the first things I throw is definitely a Colt Sniper.
You keep the lure stocked? Do you change the hooks? If so, do you like a single or a treble or a cis hooks, or how do you fish it?
I do upgrade the hooks and the split rings, but I keep a treble hook on there. It's a double-edged sword. For whatever reason, in my opinion, they do get better with a treble hook. But anytime you're fighting a tuna with a treble hook, you're fighting the clock. Because that hook is probably in its gill plate somewhere. And you're shaking its head, and that hook is making that hole in their mouth a lot bigger. So if you're on a fish for a long time, there's a chance of that thing falling off. When you put a single hook on them, I don't feel like they get bit as well. But if you're fighting a fish for a longer period of time, you have a better chance of landing that fish where it's not just making a big hole in the side of their mouth and stuff like that.
Yeah, and a single hook's such a bigger bite. You know, if you hook them right, they're done. Right?
Yeah.
Better when you're attached.
Yeah.
But you got to get attached. Exactly. Yeah. So who's to say? I mean, there is no right or wrong there. That was perfectly put. So. What kind of gear are you fishing that on? You're sliding up to a spot and there's, you know, what style rod and reel, heavyweight, that kind of thing? What are you fishing?
Talica 12 or Talica 16. 50-pound minimum, 60-pound most likely, because if you hook a 100-pounder, 120-pounder, 50-pound to 60-pound is a big difference. And I think my new favorite rod to fish on that is like a CalStar 770. No, what is it? Yeah, the 775 extra heavy, I think it is. You know, that's not the rail rod, but am I thinking the right?
I don't think so. Maybe an 875 would be more like a 60-pound.
875 extra heavy like that. That's like
that's a beautiful 60-pound rod.
Dude.
Maybe an 80-pound rod.
Yeah, you can definitely fish it for 80. I got one. I lost it 2 years ago on the ridge. But catching 60-pound and 70-pound yellowfin on the thing was beautiful. Hooking a 100-pound bluefin on it, dude,
no
Talica 16, no problem whatsoever.
We had Chris Yamada from CalStar on talking about that the other day. And the rods are rated where they feel they're most appropriately rated. I think CalStar probably does the very best in their line rating. With that said, he also talked about, like, how strong and how well those CalStar rod shuts off. So even though the rating is correct, Chris said in 90% of the cases, there is no issue fishing those things heavier than what they are rated.
Right, yeah.
So Carl's right. Fantastic 60-pound rod, perfect. But if you were fishing 80, and like you know, like Chris was saying, even if you were using a light rail rod and you're fishing at 100-pound, it's not like that rod's going to max out or fail on you. Like, I love it.
I think I have a heavy, extra heavy, and a double X in that 875 series.
And the 7.5-foot rod is kind of perfect for what we do. Long enough that you're getting a good cast with your Colt Sniper. When you are fishing the thing on the rail, it keeps the angle of the line nice and far away, so you don't have to worry about that fish rubbing. But it's not so long that it's difficult to weave in and out of the crowd when you got to do your unders and overs.
Correct.
Pretty darn perfect.
Yep. And it's just, to me, for that 40 to 120-pound fish or something like that, those are definitely my favorite rods to fish now. Like, the last few years I've started fishing those, we had some, maybe you let me borrow yours, and it's like, oh, this is the real deal. This is perfect.
They're so nice. Yeah. I love it. Man, I love that thing. Well, hey, we're going to roll into the text. We had a great text. Good morning, gentlemen and lady. The operation at Fisherman's Landing is absolutely top-notch and second to none. I love fishing with Taro and the boys on the Liberty. They work their tails off, and it's never a dull day. My question is for Carl and for Katie. I want to book a day-and-a-half trip for June. The heaviest rig that I have is a Shimano Speedmaster 16 with 80-pound metered braid and 100-pound leader and an appropriate composite rod. My question is, do you guys feel that rod is going to be fine for my nighttime fishing, or should I rent one of the heavier outfits you guys were talking about and just bring? And is there a reason for me to bring my lighter stuff as well? That's all from Ralph and Menifee.
100% bring your lighter stuff, because you never know. There's yellowtail out there. There has been some plunker fishing on daytime bluefin, you know, where a 50-pound or 60-pound outfit is definitely wanted and needed. Like, all the boats that left Friday night, they wanted 40-pound, 60-pound, 100-pound rentals. For your nighttime fishing, you do need to rent a rod, or you want a good 100-pound rod, regardless if it's a Talica or another a Pentorque 60 or 40, or a Daiwa Saltiga 55 or something like that. You definitely want a legit 100-pound outfit for nighttime fishing, bare minimum.
I think so. I mean, it's one of those things, Ralph. The outfit that you have, very capable of landing a 100-pound fish. It's not that it's not capable, but they're just all big ones right now.
Yeah.
And they are. And it, you know, if the fishing were different and we were catching our more common 40 to 80 pound size, we wouldn't even be talking about it. But you said it this morning. Gavin came back with a 200 pounder,
yeah.
And like, that fish on a 16 is just tough. It's tough on you. It's going to take an extra amount of time because the gear's up. Now you're, you know, now the boat's kind of holding up. You're just, you know, you hook one of those 100-pounders on appropriate tackle. It's not uncommon for the fight to be done in 15, 20 minutes,
correct,
30 minutes.
Yep.
But, you know, you hook one on gear that's starting to get a little undersized. You hook them in the wrong spot. You hook one that's kind of a double XL size.
Yeah.
It could get tough. And the fishing is so good right now that it just probably warrants having that heavier piece of gear.
Yeah, and it's about... If the fishing's at night, and sometimes the window these fish bite are only 3 hours. If you get stuck on a fish for an hour and a half or something, you've already lost half your fishing time on one fish. But like Rick was saying, if you hook it on the appropriate gear, instead of fighting a fish for an hour and a half and you lost half your fishing time, now you've caught that fish in 15, 20 minutes, you're back in the water, you're onto your second or third or fourth fish, and you're maximizing your time when that fish is biting, you know. It's not like the sun goes down and the fish bite from sundown to sun up. I mean, sometimes it bites from 9 to midnight, sometimes it bites 1 to 3 or whatever. You only got 2 or 3 hours lots of times where these fish are biting, and you want to maximize your fishing time when they're biting and get as many potential fish as you can.
Well said.
So it is, because part of that might be the fish aren't up yet. Part of that might be the schools they've got on aren't biting yet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many variables, but we hear that from all the captains, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very short, like, two-hour
winter top, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could be from 2 to 4 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to be ready to go hook. I always, like, when Katie and I first started dating, she'd go out there and we're catching big fish, and I don't mean to throw you under the loop, but she'd like...
Seems like you're about to, though.
I'm going to
hit the record button real fast so Katie's got some blackmail in the future. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you're good. Everyone's listening now.
But fish, instead of fish, like, everyone, like, I hear it all the time. Well, if I don't get, like, I need to get hooked up, so they drop down a line size or whatever. You might hook 6 or 7 fish, and you might land one fish out of those 6 or 7.
I never landed them.
Yeah.
I always lost them. I thought I had the finesse to drop down the light
fish,
line.
Fish the appropriate gear for the appropriate fish. Take your 1 or 2 bites and land your 1 or 2 fish. So it doesn't matter if you hook 6 or 7 fish and land one. You got maybe some great fishing stories, but your batting average is not very good. You hook the right fish on the right gear, you're going to land them, and you're going to have a much better success rate than dropping down on line.
Such good advice.
Yeah. And I listened to it now, and like the whole like light gear thing, like he asked about bringing light gear. Like normally I leave it at home because I know
you don't want to be tempted,
and I will be tempted. But now, like, you know, they're not going to drive by biting fish. And our first few trips that went out, there was yellowtail on kelp patties, and they stopped for him. So my advice changed this year, and I told people, like, bring that lighter outfit just in case, because like you guys said, there's tons of life out there. And yes, the target's, you know, bluefin, but during the daytime, if they drive by and there's a kelp patty, they're going
to
stop on
it. To throw some variety on.
So, so I would bring a light setup just, you know, for that as well, too. But I was telling you, I was leaving it at home because I am just loving it.
My first bluefin trip of the year was 0 bluefin, but limits of yellowtail.
Yeah. There you go.
And I brought a 25, 30-pound outfit, caught my 8 or 10 yellowtail that I caught, on some on the Cold Sniper, and then live bait. So, yeah, definitely bring your 25, 40, and 60-pound outfits for
sure. There it is. Great info. Let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about John? John from Escondido. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, John?
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. That's a quick question for Corey and then one for Katie. My question for Corey is, because he's not on the phone that much anymore, is, hey, when we go to Queen Charlotte, what's your what outfit are you bringing, and what type of slug? And then for Katie, what is your calico bass outfit? So if I was to come into the landing, I could tell Rick or Carl, and so I could get something like that for my wife.
Well, the Queen Charlotte or Haida Gwaii Safaris, otherwise known now, it's so in my heart, man. I love it. Okay,
we're talking about this morning.
We were just talking about it, John. We're gonna have a phenomenal time. I use the 8-inch slug. You don't need to. I mean, they have these Canadian jigs. It's like a crippled herring style of jig, and I think they're like 10 to 16 ounce, somewhere in that range. You really don't need to bring anything. I personally bring a 400 Tranks and a 500 Tranks just to put on one of their rods.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you don't need to bring anything, but that's what I bring.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And some of the biggest lean cod, I mean, Bucky had a 45-pounder.
Oh, my
There's
God.
50-pounders with just their jigs. And I've caught countless 30-pound, you know, that 25 to 35-pound range. Countless. And
a 30-pound ling cod,
dude,
that like is an actual 30-pounder because they come up so inflated and giant.
Oh,
their pectoral fins are bigger than a dinner plate.
They look like a 40-pounder.
Your mouth could fit a basketball inside of it. Like, they're just, it's a dinosaur. I mean, it literally looks like a dinosaur.
John, my advice is just sit back, enjoy yourself, and you could use the gear that's given. Or bring your favorite reel. You know, you could do it that way.
Slug color make a difference?
Not at all.
I love it.
It could be a bait fish pattern.
Yeah.
You're fishing shallow enough, which is incredible, as shallow as, you know, 60 to 90 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority is in 90 to, like, 190, like in that range.
Like a 6-ounce lead head, an 8-ounce?
Oh, you could, for sure. That's what Harold Davis and Pete do. And, yeah, I mean.
What do you do?
Personally, I use a 1-pound.
Okay.
And you know, 12 to 16 ounce, like that.
Gotcha.
Dude, it's hometown.
You want to be pounding the rock.
I'm containing my excitement.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Commercial, like,
I'd rather.
That, like, commercial, they call it dingle bar fishing, like the commercial, like, trolling, those guys troll like pieces of rebar on reef, and it literally, they want that.
They want it
physically banging off the rock. Like, the theory being that fish is so territorial, and they're the badass on the reef, on the hard bottom. And I always thought that, because I like a heavier lead head than most, too. And when I'm ling cod fishing, a lot of bottom contact. Jig it, jig it, jig it, boom, let it hit the bottom.
Yeah.
Jig it, let it, boom, let it hit the bottom. You want it bouncing off
right.
of things.
But
they don't like something pushing through their turf.
But I'll tell you this. There are so many ling cod, Rick. They're stacked on the rocks. So if you're in 120 feet of water, the bites sometimes will come at 60 to 90
sure.
feet. They're up
oh,
in the
really?
Water column. There's so
They're
many
suspended.
Of them. Yes.
Wow.
That's so,
so
bad.
What I try to do, John, my last word of advice, is once you do hit the bottom, I wind it up 25 feet and then start jigging.
You want that thing dancing around above
off the bottom. Mm-hmm. So when you hook that big one, you've got him up off the bottom.
You got a chance.
Oh, that's
smart. Yeah.
That's cool.
That is smart.
Katie, what about calico bass gear? What's your favorite outfit if John's going to get something for his wife?
Well, it's funny you mentioned the Tranks, because Carl got me, was it a Tranks 300?
300.
Yes.
There's no better.
Yes. And so that was definitely a nice gift. And then I don't remember what rod I put it on. I feel like it was a graphite.
Yeah.
He's the tackle guy.
Yeah, either 800
XL,
light, XL or light.
XL,
yeah. And you have some of the Shimano Terramar rods.
That's
also,
what
yeah.
I think it's the Shimano one that I was
the Terramar
thinking
rods.
Of. Yeah.
The cool thing about that Tranks, too, John, is there's a braking system on the reel that you can really dial in to the skill set of the angler that's fishing with it. So if Cindy is not as comfortable, or she hasn't, you know, maybe cast her reel in a while and at the beginning of the trip, you can really dial the braking system up to the higher end of things. She may not get the same casting distance that a Carl or a Katie is going to get right out of the gate, but it's going to be very trouble-free and user-friendly, and you're just not going to see backlash. And then as the mechanics come back and as the comfortability increases, then you can start backing those brakes back off, and the performance will really come forward again. Like, you can really dial that reel in to the person fishing it very easily, too. The braking system's super easy to adjust, and you know, if you're out there on a day where you have really adverse conditions and you're trying to cast in the wind, kick an extra brake on and, like, take the tangle part out of it.
And the great thing about it, literally takes 5 to 10 seconds to adjust the brake.
Totally.
The thing. It's super easy to get into, like I said, 5 or 10 seconds. There's a little latch on the bottom. Pop that thing open, adjust the brakes, close it, close the latch, you're right back in it. I'm that fast.
We show it to people all the time at the tackle shop, and like it's. I can't tell how many people have. They're like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Like I change mine all the time.
Yep.
You know, what I mean, I toggle back and forth between 1, 2, and 3 based on the conditions and the lure that I'm throwing. It takes 1 second. Flip a switch, kick one of the little brakes on or off, and right back to you go.
Everything you're talking about, the Tranks, is the reason why I've purchased everything from the 150 to the 500.
Right.
I own every single
really
one of them.
They really are
seriously.
Great reel. I agree.
Yeah.
And they're awesome reels. Hey, we're going to be right back. More with Carl and Katie Schmidt. Fisherman's Landing in the house when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app. YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years.
That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sport Fishing. Or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference. And that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades. And more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun in studio and giving away an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing if you want to join us. And Carl, appreciate you bringing that in. And 833-288-0973, the lines are completely full right now, but send us a text via the app.
Man, it's been a very busy morning for sure. Tons of really good texts coming through, too. Yeah, today's a fun one, and fun having Carl and Katie in here. And, man, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We've been talking about all this great fishing going on offshore, but let's dive into that catch report, Corey.
I know. We got Wooly ready to go, and it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. And if you like to fish for tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle Hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-aught. And for the big fish, Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized, and both come with a ring or no ring. See your local dealer, or you can check Gamakatsu.com. And good morning, Brian. Can't wait to hear maybe a few bass in the report. Dana Wharf, how you doing?
What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, man. Yeah, the conditions have been great, and the water temp's where it needs to be, and you can kind of imagine that parlayed in with some live anchovy. The bass fishing has been really fun. So 66 to 68 degree water, kind of depending on time of day, so perfect temp range there for us. And it's been clean with some good movement in the areas that we've been fishing. So the half-day fishing has been really fun because of that. That bass fishing has just been really good. I'd say the fly line live anchovy fished the best for sure this week. Still, it's great to watch these anglers relearn how to fly line an anchovy because, you know, it's what we have for bait across the board, it seems like. And guys are just trying to get used to that lighter monofilament, that, you know, 12 to 15, maybe 20 pounds, the small number 4 hooks, getting back to collar hooking their baits, making the right casts, all that kind of stuff. So just classic gelt bass fishing. rubber lures were very effective this week. Swim baits, jerk baits, whatever, you know, just seemed, if it went over the side and you fished it right and made a good cast, you were going to catch a fish on it. We've been seeing a lot of halibut too, which is weird. You know, we go through our halibut derby. It seems like we struggle to find some fish in the zones, and it's like guys are just pinning an anchovy on a reverse dropper loop, sending it to the bottom, and they've been catching some really nice ones. Last night's Twilight Trip had three real nice fish. I think the biggest one was close to 15 pounds. So just really with the bass action on the surface, it's kind of got that halibut at the bottom kind of riled up. So guys fishing the reverse dropper loop been doing well there as well. Three-quarter day fishing this week, we kind of tried to fold in a little bit of that bass fishing just because conditions have been so good. You know, we had to go in inside and look. We've been fishing those kelp zones down below, like off of Camp Pendleton, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp. Let me tell you, the amount of kelp that has grown back in those areas is amazing. We've seen some kelp in spots that haven't seen kelp on it for years. So it's really nice and healthy looking down there. Great bass fishing along the edges. Guys dropping the sinkers to the bottom with the sand bass, sheephead. We did see a little bit of yellowtail in that zone yesterday. So it's kind of, you know, perfect, good clean water. That fish is kind of moving in, so hopefully we'll see some more of that. Hooked one, lost it in the kelp, and just seen a few boil up. So it was just good to see that kind of stuff in the mix there as well. And then over at Clemente, the Furies had some really good fish in there as well. Mixed bass, barracuda, bonito, a little bit of rockfish, some yellowtail in their mornings with some halibut. They're kind of on the anchor, ready to get their day going in the morning. So that's ready to pop off over there as well. So just all condition-based for sure. And then with June 1st here, we're starting our catch-and-release bass tournament. Timing couldn't be better with, you know, this bass fishing really starting to get going here along the coast. So $5 buy-in when you buy your ticket in the office in the morning, or you can check the little box when you book online, and it's just a catch-and-release bass tournament. So, you know, you catch a 4 or 5 pound bass, we'll enter you in the derby there, and at the end of the month, the winner will win the killer prize pack with some MC baits from Corey, Daiwa Rod and Reel, Costa Sunglasses, CCA membership. It's just a cool derby that we're going to run here June, July, August, and just all catch and release. So it'll be a fun little deal for anglers to kind of get involved in that. So
how cool!
Love that. You guys do that, Willie. That's so rad.
That's a great idea.
So it's cool, and it all goes to CCA, so which is really cool too. The proceeds are all go to help keep the whole machine running there with them and their good work. So it's a fun time.
Brian, I want to ask, is that like the largest bass wins then?
Yes, correct.
Okay,
largest bass will win.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. And then,
so you just keep a scale in the boat. Somebody gets a nice one, you weigh it up.
Exactly.
Okay, Carl, now you're in the lead with a 5.6, and that goes, you know, and then he goes back overboard and keeps doing his thing. And the next trip, Katie gets a 6.2. Now she's in the lead, and so on until the end of the derby. Whoever has the biggest fish, but they all go back over, and somebody wins that killer prize pack.
Exactly. Yeah, there's some cool jockeying that goes on there with the fish and whatnot. So, and like I said, it's June, and we're just barely tapping into this bass stuff. I think in the next couple of weeks, it's just going to get better and better. So it's good signal, good water, and, it'll be fun to see how that all shakes out. So if you want to hop on a trip, we've got all-day trips on the Fury, overnight stuff on the Fury, three-quarter-day coastal. Like, we're rolling here. So our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawerf.com, and we'll get you out there on the water this week.
Called the bass capital of the world for a reason, Willie. A great report, as always. Sure, appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate that very much. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru to join us, Corey, why don't we jump into the phones?
Let's do that. How about we talk to Chuck? Chuck home from Dana Point. Look at that, man.
What's up, Chuck?
Happen to have Chuck.
Hey, man. You know, Fisherman's Landing is... When the bite's on, that thing's like a crowded supermarket.
That's true.
It's so efficient. I got to hand it to you guys. Nobody loses their cool. They get you in and out. And I look at my, I got to go back over there. Oh, you're going to be late. Before you know it, you're back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's always been cool. In the old Albacore days, it was like an airport. It's like an airport.
Chuck used to see the docks this morning. It's reminiscent of that style and that buzz. Like the searchers backing up right now. The Islanders unloading. It's just like there's a crazy buzz down here, just like those days right now.
The sounds of dock carts getting pushed over the wood planks that have 100 pounders in them it's like, man, it gets into your bones. Like know when it's game on down here.
There's 500 people getting off boats. 500 people getting back on boats this morning.
The game changer was the dock carts, because we weren't used be able to use them before. Now everybody brings so much stuff, you have to use them. You know?
Careful, Chuck. You're doing that.
Just going down. Rail to rail.
No,
hey, roundabout table there. Since we have a lady there, what's your, everybody's favorite dish? Because what brings it up is I caught a halibut the other day, a smaller one, and that thing was so sweet. I forgot how good beer-battered halibut was. Even the next day, cold, chopped up, made a sandwich. Wow, I forgot all about that.
Didn't get much better than that.
Yeah, no.
So, I have a favorite.
Carl and Katie.
I caught for the first time a grouper when I went on my 8-day, and I didn't understand why everyone goes nuts over them. And then when I took it home and ate it, like now I'm like, oh my gosh,
so good,
so good. Yeah.
Carl, what about you? What's on the? I mean, I know it's, you can't ever pick a single favorite, but what's on the list of favorites?
I'm kind of weird. Sculpin. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize about that.
You need a lot of them, but man, they are good to eat though. I don't. They're just sweet. They make great tacos. You can bake them, fry them, whatever. Sculpin's one of my favorites to eat.
They're really good for sure. What about yours, Rick?
For me, if I was picking like a crowd pleasing favorite, it'd be a black cod, like a sable fish.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And I like that very teriyaki. You know what I mean? Like a little bit of that, and then I like them on that Traeger. And get your Traeger just super ripping hot until like the edges almost get like teeny bit crispy. Because like that black cod is like such an oily fish, like the good oily, you know what I mean? Like
incredible.
It's impossible to dry out, it's impossible to overcook. So yeah, I get that thing ripping hot so that the, you know, teriyaki almost like ferns up a teeny little bit. Man, it's just
the omega-3s are flowing.
Take a bunch of those little cubes, little nuggets, and put them on toothpicks and pass them out. It's everybody's favorite.
It's good times. Mine, carpaccio, raw, like the small halibut sliced up, carpaccio with capers and garlic and. Oh, my God.
Count me in, baby.
Hey, we're going to be right back. More with Katie and Carl, Fishman's Landing, when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and second hour on 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haraguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island's natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haraguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, ling cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a sea keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yusuf's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.